For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Vitus LaRue. You're listening to Daybreak. Today, we cover controversies surrounding Charter's new guest policy, construction on Witherspoon Street, an outbreak of bird flu, and an earthquake in Taiwan. It's Thursday, April 4th. A week ago, Charter implemented a new policy requiring club members to give advance notice of guests, a reaction to the presence of conservative professor Robert George in the club. Following the Daily Princetonian's publication of a guest opinion column on the policy, the story has garnered national attention from conservative publications, including Fox News and the National Review. We spoke with head news editor Bridget O'Neill to learn more.
My name is Bridget O'Neill, and I am a head news editor here at The Prince.
Thank you so much, Bridget. Could you briefly go over what the controversy surrounding Charter is?
On March 26th, Charter's president announced a new guest policy in a club-wide group chat. And in this new policy, club members would be required to inform the club manager and a student officer of any guests that they invite that are not friends and family. And many speculated that this was in response to a club member, Matthew Wilson, bringing his thesis advisor and professor here, Robert P. George, to lunch on February 14th. And this was confirmed to be the cause of this new policy by the chairman of the Board of Governors of the Princeton Charter Club, Rodrigo Menezes. Members were upset that he was in the club because of some of his controversies, and they said that they were uncomfortable with him being there. So the new policy was instated to sort of make people feel more comfortable.
And could you go into why conservative media publications picked this story up?
Yeah, so in Wilson's opinion that he would later publish in The Prince, he says that Charter's leadership was basically bending to the demands of a few students who, quote, couldn't stomach the possibility of being within shouting distance of someone whose views challenged their own. So basically what we saw after that was publications like Fox News and the National Review were posting articles basically saying what happened. In fact, the National Review called, in a piece that was actually written by Abigail Anthony, class of 23, Princeton's nurseries, calling the eating clubs a nursery in which people want to be insulated from people who hold different views from them. So it sort of became an issue of like free speech and sanctuaries, basically like intellectual havens.
All right, thank you so much. You can read more of this coverage at dailyprincetonian.com or at the link in our show notes. In local news, Princeton has announced it will close the section of Witherspoon Street between Quarry Street and Lay Avenue for up to 3 weeks beginning April 8th. The street closures will allow new raised sidewalks to be put in. After the sidewalks are completed, the next phase of construction on Witherspoon is planned to begin from Lay Avenue to Valley Road. This construction is part of a years-long construction project to make Witherspoon Street more pedestrian-friendly. In national news, health officials in Texas have discovered a human case of H5N1 bird flu. The patient, who was exposed to dairy cattle in Texas, who are thought to have been infected with the virus, is recovering. Symptoms of H5N1 bird flu in humans can include respiratory symptoms, pneumonia, fever, and fatigue. Though cases of bird flu in humans are rare, with this only being the second reported case in the United States, the virus can cause severe illness in humans. Reports of this case came one day before bird flu was detected in Calmain Foods Incorporated, which is the U.S.'s largest producer of eggs. The CDC has placed the risk of bird flu spreading in humans as very low, and bird flu cannot be spread from contact with eggs that are cooked and stored properly. In international news, Taiwan experienced its strongest earthquake in 25 years on Wednesday morning, with a magnitude of 7.4 on the Richter scale. The earthquake's epicenter was near the coast of the rural Haoling County, but was strong enough to be felt in parts of China. Taiwan frequently experiences earthquakes, and officials had predicted the quake would be relatively mild. As of Wednesday evening, Taiwan's fire department had reported 9 dead and over 1,000 injured in the earthquake. Efforts are still underway to rescue those trapped under rubble, including at least 70 quarry workers. Today, you can expect continued rain and wind, with a high of 52 and a nighttime low of 37 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for Daybreak today. Today's episode was written by Charlotte Young and me, sound engineered by Lena Siskind, and produced under the 148th Managing Board of the Prince. Our theme was composed by Ed Horan, class of 22. For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Vitus LaRue. Have a wonderful day.